Welcome to Figuring Out Fanfiction. This is now episode 8, and for this episode, I'll be exploring an artsier side of fanfiction. So, thanks for tuning in today. It's surreal that we're coming to an end really, really soon, because I know that after the 10th episode, this podcast is going to come to a temporary hiatus. Let me explain why. I mentioned in episode 1 that this was originally intended to be a 10-episode series. And as I was approaching the 10th episode very quickly, I was actually going back and forth to extend and create more episodes. My original intention has its reasons. I am a full-time student and I work multiple projects and jobs. So as the new semester of school starts for me, I really want to focus on that part of my life. I love this podcast dearly, and it's given me a chance to explore something I love. But plans have shifted a little, and there's a good chance I might be expanding to another season. As for when I start that, I'm not really sure. The reason why I might be extending to more episodes in general is because many people, guests, and listeners alike have given me so many ideas worth exploring. So I thought, sure, why not? In the future, I might be creating a new season. I don't know when, but we'll find out. And with that, I also wanted to mention that in the beginning of this podcast, I wanted to focus on text-based fanfiction. That was also what I first intended, but again, plans change. So I've realized over time that there are other media forms like fan art, fan podcasts, fan videos are all as impactful formats of fanfiction that are worth exploring. One can't really understand fanfiction without seeing all of its manifestations, and part of that we'll be exploring today. So, segue time! That leads me to today's guest. I wanted to bring in another voice on why fanfiction has impacted people in their personal lives and interests. So, on the line with me today is Serene Park, who is a very good friend of mine. Serene and I went to college together, like a couple of my other guests, and we had always been acquainted with the other, but we became really close when we studied together in New York City in the fall of our senior year. I credit Serene for keeping me sane during the rush that was working in New York City, as well as coming with me to pick up extremely overpriced food. And now she's here on the line today to talk about one particular platform that brought her to fanfiction, which is Tumblr. Serene, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I know, me too. And, yeah. You know, I think we should definitely let our audience get to know you first. Who are you? What are you up to these days? And where has the quarantine times brought you?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm going to do my best to stay focused, because just a disclaimer to the audience, I tend to go on a lot of tangents. So just be prepared for that. But so, yeah, as Leonza introduced, my name is Serene. My name is not spelled that way, but we met in Syracuse. I was studying something different from her, but we had a lot of mutuals. Right now I am unemployed. Since I just graduated back in May. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I have a focus on doing art. I'm trying to, you know, be an art director in advertising right now. That's like my goal. Yeah, I've just been kind of doing my own thing, just, you know, catching up with friends and, you know, spending time with family. But yeah, I don't know if that really tells anything about myself.
Sure.
But
when you're in your downtime, when you're not, I'm sure you've been grinding. I've been seeing a lot of your artwork. By the way, guys, if you ever want digital artwork being done, highly recommend commissioning Serene. Wow. She does fantastic work. What are you doing in, of course, I'm going to always plug you, but where are you, like, when you're in your downtime, what do you like to do these days?
These days? That's a very good question. If I had to break down a typical day, I think I spend, like, honestly, about 50% of the day just self-reflecting, and I'm just in my head a lot.
I love that for you.
Yeah. I don't think it's anything, like, I know when people say they're in their head a lot, it's like kind of, they mean it in some like a low key, like toxic way, but it's just like, you know, I'm just kind of learning about myself right now. So yeah, my downtime, I've been practicing more of my like drawing abilities and everything. As like you mentioned, I'm into digital art, so I'm trying to really like improve my technique with that. I'm trying to think, what else do I do in my downtime? I've been hiking a lot more.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like the normal things that I used to do in my downtime, it was like I'm kind of a I consider myself a social person, so I would always be out. I, you know, go to clubs and stuff, but obviously I can't do that right now. So yeah, I'm trying to build a better personality from being alone. So yeah.
I think that's going to be good for I've been kind of similar in that, well, when I'm not doing this podcast, actually, I can't even think what do I do outside of this podcast?
Oh,
But anyways,
astrology. Astrology is
oh,
also a big thing. I got
yes.
really into
Oh,
astrology, and I think
that
Leandro can agree with that.
yes, that reminds me, we definitely should talk about our charts.
Yes, I
Yes.
would love to.
I think like we discussed once that our charts were like really compatible in terms of being friends. I think we
I,
did.
yeah, because you said you're, is, are you a Gemini sun or
No, I'm a
rising?
Gemini moon.
Gemini moon, right. And then what were your other two placements for this? I
I
don't, oh, should we give like, sorry, should we give like backstory to like, for people who don't know
yes,
astrology?
I'll just give a little bit because I'm for everyone listening, I'm not great. Serene's probably better than me in this, but like your sun is like what the day you were born. So I'm a Pisces. Serene, what's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn and my birthday's actually coming up at the moment that we're recording. So
Ooh, what's your
yeah,
birthday?
January 16, let the world know.
Wow. 23, right? You're 20, you're 23.
23.
Are you doing anything fun?
I'm just spending time with I originally did want to do like a really small like two friends to go skiing with, but like we're all really paranoid about COVID right now, so I think I'm
Fair.
just spending it with my cousin and my parents, so you know, something chill, I like just something that touches the heart kind of thing.
Oh yeah, for sure. But like back to astrology,
Right.
your moon, for those listening, so your sun is the sign you were basically born with. Serene, do you want to explain the moon? I feel like you're much better with explaining the moon.
Yeah, so I am also an amateur at this, but I will do my best to be as accurate as possible. So the sun represents like who you are. It's your ego, your individual self. So if someone like who knows you were to describe you, they would probably describe your sun trait. So you're a Pisces, so people would probably be like, oh yeah, she has like these Pisces characteristics. And then the other two like really important signs I would say are important parts of your chart. These are like the big three: the sun, your rising sign, and your moon. The right your ascendant slash rising, that's kind of the first impression people get of you. So and that's it also has to deal with physical appearance. So your rising sign and your sun sign can be two completely different things. So for example, I'm an Aries rising, even though I'm a Capricorn sun. So people might think, oh, she has a lot of personality traits that are similar to like an Aries. But then as you get to know me, then you're like, oh, she's I can see why she's a Capricorn, sort of. And then your
Yeah.
moon. That's also like as like in real life, the moon is something that's supposed to represent like the hidden, uncovered side of you. So that kind of represents your conscience, your, you know, the part of you that people can't see. So like how I guess you view the world, just like the way that you think. Hopefully I
Right.
explained that right, but that's generally what that part, just a very small segment of astrology is.
Yeah, I mean, to people, I like to say that my chart is I you complimented me on my chart once, but I genuinely think my chart is kind of a dumpster fire because I'm a Sagittarius rising and I'm a Pisces sun. So those two are like very opposite in terms of like personality traits. So, and I really feel this way. I know for a fact this is how people perceive me. When people meet me, they think I'm super extroverted and I'm very loud. And if you follow me on Instagram, I have these like poll questions I always ask, and they're so weird. So
Right.
people are
I
like,
love
okay,
those
she
polls,
has
though.
and actually there's a lot of people who vote on them. And so people think I'm a certain way. And then it turns out me being a Pisces, I'm actually very introverted and I like to keep to myself a lot, especially so low-key, I've kind of like thrived in no not
Right.
okay. No, I shouldn't be saying thrive in
Right.
terms of a pandemic, but
Right.
I've enjoyed being alone a lot more recently. To start into our conversation, where or how did you start encountering fan fiction?
Right. So, okay. So we're going to be taking Trip down memory lane and going back into my middle school, high school days. So I guess it's important to start off like with my backstory. So I grew up, I'm an only child, so I obviously spend a lot of time with myself. And like through that, I loved watching TV as a kid, but like the shows that I especially loved watching were cartoons and animation in general, like anime, yeah, cartoons. Like, well, yeah, that's that, so anything animated, I just loved watching. And I actually, and I grew up like that, but then in middle school, so this is kind of a funny story of how, so in middle school, in sixth grade, that's when I think this was, I forgot what year, maybe 2010, 20, wait, 2010, 29, 2000,
2010 or 2011.
maybe. Oh, no, wait, 2009 to 2010. Yeah. So between that
Okay.
time, that's when like swine flu was a thing. And
Oh, jeez.
yeah.
Wow. Throwback.
Throwback, right? So, yeah, so I actually almost got swine flu, but I didn't get it.
Oh,
I
wow.
had symptoms, and so I had to stay home for a week. And it was actually during that week when I was staying home, I don't know exactly how, but I just suddenly remembered, oh yeah, there's this one show I used to watch as a kid, and I don't know if anyone's gonna know what show I'm talking about, but it's this show called Shaolin Showdown. And looking back, that show itself is actually very kind of problematic in the way that they depict certain characters. It's very stereotypical. Like their main character is literally like an Asian little monk kid, and his skin is completely yellow. His head is like bald, and I don't know.
Jeez.
It's just like yeah. But at the time, like this was a show that I grew up with, and I was absolutely in love with the show because one of the main characters was this Asian girl, and like obviously I'm Asian. If my last name didn't give that away, but and so like for me as a kid growing up, like it was really, I really wanted to find those like characters that I resonate with, and you know, like that's why representation is so important, because like we don't realize like how much like those small things like affect us and everything. So
Right.
that's why I was just really into that show. So when I remembered that show, I actually started looking up YouTube videos and I found clips, and then that just reopened my entire love for like animation and everything. And then in middle school, that's when I decided, oh, I want to be an animator. Like, I want to be making cartoons because I love how happy like this kind of content makes me feel. So I want to be able to do that for other people. And so that's just what started my whole like phase of being a geek and really, really just like going all in with like cartoons. And I learned everything, like animation styles, like voice actors, and that's when I started like doing more art. But I was a lot more, I guess, I was a little more anxious about like what I was putting out there, so I wouldn't share it as much. But that's where I think that's where, and then so, but that's when I also started like reading fan fiction, because you know, this is also when I started going on Tumblr. I think this was in eighth grade, and it's funny because when I first went on Tumblr, I actually started off as like I wanted to be like one of those like hype beasts. Swag blogs, like I was really
Oh
like I unironically would reblog posts that had people wearing hats saying YOLO and like doing that like thing where they cover their mouth and like
my God.
so yeah
Oh my God, that's such a
yeah
throwback.
like oh my god. But and then I remember I tried to do my hair like the scene hair and everything, but I don't my hair's not thick enough to do that, so but yeah. So but then like the thing that I loved about Tumblr is the fact that you have the ability to like make as many blogs as you want, as long as you can come up with like, you know, like a kind of a cool URL. So this is where I started like I guess realizing I really like to have like different alter egos of myself, that I like to present different things. So then I started making a cartoon blog. So while I had like my swag like aesthetic blog going on, I also had my cartoon blog. And that's when I think I'm trying to think exactly when fan fiction came into my life, but I want to say that it was through like my friends, because my friends were also kind of geeky like me at the time. And then also, you know, people would make fan fiction on Tumblr, so I would read those, and then they were usually I would read just the short ones because I didn't have time to read like the really like 20 chapters, but like the one shots, you know.
You talk a lot about Tumblr specifically, and when you were talking before this recording, you really emphasized that Tumblr was your main place.
Right.
What made Tumblr different from, other websites where you can peruse fan fiction? Why in particular did you drift in that direction.
Yeah. So with Tumblr, so what's different about, I don't use Tumblr anymore. But at the time, let me see. The thing that was different is the fact that Tumblr is really catered towards like your specific interests. Like when we look at like, you know, like Facebook and Instagram, like Instagram, for me personally, like when I follow people on Instagram, it's only people that I'm friends with. So I see like what's going on in their lives and everything. Same thing with Facebook. It's just kind of catching up with people, you know, but the thing is about Tumblr, that was like my, again, like my alter ego. So like I even if people from school like found my Tumblr and they would follow me, I would never follow them back. And it was just a place where I could kind of like express my interests, because, you know, like especially back in like, I guess like 2011, 2012, if I told people, oh, I really like watching cartoons, I would probably have gotten bullied for it, just because at the time, I feel like, especially like anime and stuff, like now everyone watches, or not everyone, but a lot of people watch anime now and it's cool. But at the time, yeah, it wasn't cool. So,
oh my gosh, wait, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I really agree how anime, oh my god, when I wasn't a big anime person mm-hmm. at all, but I had friends who were really into anime and they were bullied a lot for it. And then like now, one of my favorite songs at the moment, holy, there's a song by Megan Thee Stallion that mentions anime.
Oh, really?
I think it's Body. It's a really good song.
Yeah.
Really good song. The first time I heard that, you know, she mentions anime as like a part of like her appeal. I'm like, what? That's a thing now? Like people actually think anime is sexy. Like,
yeah. No, it's so funny because I noticed that like growing up, I noticed that there were certain rappers who were like very open that they watched anime. And then I just find it funny because I feel like there's somehow a correlation with rappers and like, you know, like those kind of artists and anime, because it's like, I don't know if you saw, but Michael B. Jordan, I think I forget which clothing brand it was, but he did a collaboration, and his entire collaboration was based off of Naruto. And
whoa.
And like, what was it? It's like the Uchiha clan, I haven't watched Naruto in a while, but it's the I forgot the word, but the thing that Sasuke has with the red eye, and then yeah, so like it was like there was like the I can't even talk about like my own interest, like wow, it's been so long since I really thought about it. But yeah, he made his own, he dropped his own clothing line, it was literally just Naruto merchandise, but he just put his name on it, so I was just kind of like, interesting way of borrowing. But so
you know, I guess that's like your main point being that Tumblr in a lot of ways was a mirror to your true self.
Yeah, it was really, it really like let myself, and I think another thing about Tumblr, so at the, like I said, I don't use Tumblr anymore, and I think it's because Tumblr can be, I would say it's kind of problematic sometimes, because the people who are on Tumblr, especially the people that I followed, you know, like I'm just gonna put it out there, I'm also like, I consider myself a liberal and everything, but especially on Tumblr, everyone is very, very like, you know, it's very like everyone like kind of thinks similarly, at least like I said, the people that I followed. And so like but it felt like the opinions that people have, again, because they're opinions, it would feel a little biased. And I think because of who I am, I try to look at things in like in a full picture of both sides. So, and it kind of, but at the time, like since this is like what I was growing up to, like it kind of made me I feel like more sensitive than I needed to be, just because I feel like I was looking too deep into Tumblr community. I kind of started just growing out of it at the end.
Well, let's like shift a little bit.
Right.
Did your love for, you know, fandoms and being on Tumblr, did it ever inspire you to do something creative, especially because it really correlated with your specific interests?
Yes, actually. So like I was saying, because of like cartoons and everything, I wanted to be an animator. So it did like, so I used to like try to make fan art, but again, at the time I didn't feel confident enough with my technique, so I never shared it. But I did like, that's when I started doing digital art technically. And then I took like a huge break. But anyways, I also used to make gift sets on Tumblr, and I looked at my old Tumblr blog, and the only gift sets I made for was actually for the show Shaolin Showdown and Legend of Korra. But yeah, and it wasn't anything like original. I literally just like would screen record the episodes, and then I would just pick certain scenes and then make a GIF out of them. But like some of the gifts like actually were pretty successful. I checked and I think one of them had like over 3,000 notes, which is kind of a lot considering I wasn't like a huge like Tumblr influencer or anything. But
Right.
yeah, it and yeah, I guess like it like if I honestly, yeah, like my whole appeal towards like fiction everything, it kind of became a personality trait. Like all my like close friends knew me as like their friend who watches like cartoons, I guess. But yeah, it definitely played a part in my whole creativity, and that really is like where it started and what made me like, yeah, just like kind of blossom to the person I am today, I guess.
Right. Do you personally, this is, I'm just curious. Do you think making gift sets or fan art is something you can kind of consider to be fan fiction?
I think so, especially so. I'm not actually sure about gift sets necessarily, unless like you try to, I guess, manipulate it to tell a different story. Because yeah, with gifts and with, I don't know if people say gif, but I say gif. So with gifts, yeah, like I think that's just more showing appreciation towards the show. But then when you make fan art, and especially those amazing artists who can make like full on comics and you know just really beautiful things, I would consider that a twist. Like yeah, especially when you like, yeah, I would consider that as like fan fiction in a way, but obviously it's not fan fiction. It's more like fan art fiction. I don't know. Fan art. It's just fan
Yeah,
art,
yeah.
you know?
Well, I definitely agree in that fan art can be fan fiction. When I first started this podcast, I kind of said at the beginning, I said, I'm going to focus more on text-based fan fiction. And then I realized I can't avoid because fan art contributes to that huge cloud so much.
Right.
And it's impossible to really avoid it, especially because some people are more visually oriented than they are text oriented. And so
Right.
fan art, I think, is important to remember as something that contributes not just even fan fiction, but to the world of fiction and fan appreciation in general.
Yeah, and it even gets more interesting when people start like I've like because I was on Tumblr for so long, I saw people like make fan art or fan fiction of like fan art or fan fiction that they saw. So like if someone saw fan art, I saw people making fan fiction about like the like original characters that people would make. And I just think it's so interesting, like because the way especially like through like again through my like background of the things that I was interested in with cartoon. Okay, actually wait, sorry Leon, so I'm gonna cut that off because I completely lost my train of thought, so you could just
You're
stop.
fine.
Yeah. So okay, wait, can you, sorry. Sorry. Yeah, you can definitely cut
It's
this.
okay. That's okay,
Yeah.
Siri. Don't worry
Sorry.
about
I'm just
it.
like, I think I'm just like so conscious of like you recording that I'm just like, oh my God, I have to make sure I'm staying on topic. Yeah, you could just move on to the next question.
Okay. Do you think, well, you talked about it a little bit, but how have, making fan art, making gift sets, fandoms in general, how does that still contribute? Now that you're turning 23 in a few days, how has that changed you to be the person who you are today?
Yeah, so I've actually, this is something I think about a lot actually, because I feel like if I didn't grow up in like a very, okay, because like, yeah, so when people who are like interested in like, you know, like anime and cartoons, like you kind of have like an idea of like what kind of person they would be. Like I was a quiet, like introverted, kind of nerdy.
Where has fan fiction, fan art, making gift sets, and fandoms in general have changed you to be the person who you are today? Especially now that you're about to turn 23 and you said that you don't really use Tumblr that much anymore. Is there still an impact on you?
Being a part of a community like that and being having those kind of interests, I feel like in some way it's kind of like, I don't want to say I'm humble because I watched cartoons as a kid and I still watched them as a teen and everything, but I don't know. I feel like it's just like I can tell like those kind of people were the ones who would get picked on more, and I was like, oh, I don't want to ever be like that kind of person. I just want to, you know, make cool things and share it with the world. And I don't know, I feel like because I have like a kind of a nerdy background and going and the kind of person I became in college, I'm the complete opposite. Like no one, I feel like most probably 99% of people who know me in college and met me through college, I've never really showed that side of me, like that I used to be, like the kind of person I was in high school. And I think like right now I would say my interest in animation and everything, it's not as strong as it used to be. I still have the appreciation. I still love watching like animated things. But yeah, I would say it changed me as a person.
What's interesting was you emphasizing that if you hadn't gone through those stages, you wouldn't have realized to not bully people for expressing their interests.
Yeah. And yeah, and I think it's also like, so again, like in college, I guess I did go through a phase where I was just like partying a lot, but I don't know. I guess like it's just interesting because I became very self-aware of like people who like the kind of interest that you have growing up can really play a part into like your personality and everything. Like I don't know, like people who, okay, for example, like a lot of my friends, they rave and people say like, oh, they made raving as a personality trait. So I feel like it's the same concept where it was like, and then those in like the kind of personality that people have like as ravers and everything, there's like a stereotype. And I feel like some people like take that on because they're just like, yeah, I identify as that. And then they just like, you know, show it off. Hopefully this is like making sense, but yeah. And then I feel like it's the same thing with like the kind of personality that you would expect someone who's like into animation and cartoons, like very, you know, wholesome things. Like, I think that's why like deep down I try to like, I think like a kid. And I think that's another reason why like I was so into that kind of content, because without like that really kind of, I think that's what like solidified my like inner child and everything. And I believe in stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, and I feel like when you, it was kind of like a healing thing for me also. Like, that's also something I could get into, is the fact that, you know, fan fiction, fan art, all like all that kind of like fictional stuff. It was also kind of, I would say, my escape, because at the time, like I was going through like a lot of other things. And, but as soon as I would go on Tumblr, as soon as I would turn on my favorite show, my favorite cartoon, I just felt so comforted. And I think like when I got into college, because like I still have like that comfort deep down, like it, that's why I've been able to like, I feel like grow as a person, mature, while also like, you know, trying to stay true to like my roots and everything. And yeah. And I don't know, like it's, yeah, I think somehow in along the way, it just made me very open-minded, or I try to think of myself as open-minded. I try to be like that. So mm-hmm. yeah, I think in the end, fan art, fan fiction, I feel like it's a form of self-expression, form of showing your self-interest. And I feel like it's so important for people to be able to do that without feeling embarrassed. Like, you know, like the fact that you're doing this, like this podcast now, like in 2021, like back, it's like if you did this 10 years ago, people would be like, oh, like what's a podcast for, like, and then also like you know, like we would get bullied for stuff like this, I feel like.
Oh yeah,
like
I honestly think that people still think it's weird, but also I've come to a point in my life where I don't care.
Exactly,
you know.
And that's just the part of growing up and everything. And yeah, yeah.
Serene, where can people find you if they want to talk about, you know, your love for Tumblr, your love of cartoons, or learn about your creative process in digital art?
So I actually am starting an Instagram page. Right now I have the URL handle called egghead.arts, but that's just like, that hasn't started yet. Maybe I'm hoping by the time this podcast comes out, I started it. There's a chance that I probably won't. But anyways, you can also catch me on Instagram if you want at, my handle is at CERINN. That's my name.
Okay.
Yeah. So if people want to reach out, they could reach out there. But yeah.
All right. Serene, I have really missed the sound of your voice.
Oh, I miss the sound of your voice too.
I really, yeah, no, after when we spent that semester in New York, like you and a couple of other people were like my main friends. Mm-hmm. And so after we sort of separated, I was just kind of like, wow, it's so different without you, you know.
Oh,
the conversations we yeah. had.
No, Leonza, like backstory, everyone, like me and Leonza, we would always like walk to the bus together, like Port Authority in New York City.
Oh yeah.
And like, we would geez. Have like, even though like we only like would, at the time we were only acquaintances with each other, but we just went in deep. Like, we were just like, oh yeah, we just yeah. I feel like that's not a, in general, I feel like that's not a healthy thing for just a normal, like, anyone to do. But I think because me and Leonza are kind of like on the same page mentally, it was like totally fine just to like open up like that. But yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, Serene, thank you so much.
Leon.
Oh yeah,
I also have the fan fiction that someone wrote about me in middle school.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know.
Okay, how about you Well, no, why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's funny. Okay. So this is also when, so in middle school, my neighbor, she's a few years older than me, but we grew up together. And so she's actually the one who I would say introduced me to like all this like geeky things, and Tumblr. She's the one who introduced me to Tumblr actually. But we're really close. And so I told her everything. And in seventh grade, when on my 13th birthday, she likes writing. And especially at the time, she wanted to be a writer. And so she went ahead and wrote a fan fiction about me and my seventh grade crush at the time. And I had to dig and find this like fan fiction, because it was like in my Yahoo email. That's just giving you an idea of like how long ago this was. Uh-huh. But yeah, it's so funny because she actually made fan art for me too. Like it's a PDF. Wow. And there's just like a portrait of me at the beginning. So yeah. And it's just so funny when like reading over this is like such a snapshot of 2011, because there's this one part where we talk about like where she talks about what I'm wearing, and it's literally like it says that I was wearing a North Face jacket, jeggings, and Uggs.
Now that is a screen cap of 2011.
That really for sure. is. But I just think it's so funny how like that's the beauty, I feel like, of fan fiction and fan art. You can literally like take anything that interests you and make it into a story. And like so you could like do like real life take real life situations like me and my crush. And it's actually so weird thinking about this now, because I'm just like, obviously my old middle school crush doesn't know about this fan fiction, but just the fact that he was written about, and like he would just never know. It's like what do people do in their free time like that? But I think it's just so interesting that, because like, you know, people make fan fiction, I feel like, about like such I guess silly things. Like I feel like if you put some emotion towards like a water bottle or something, you could literally make a story out of it. So I feel like I feel like that's another thing about fan fiction. That's just like where people let their emotions out too, because it's an art, right? You know, art is emotional.
It's an art,
right?
Serene, thank you so much. I wish you all the best, and I cannot wait to see your art account get up.
Yes, hopefully soon. And I can't wait for you to continue making all these podcasts. You guys are lucky to have Leonza as a host. She's amazing. Uh-huh. You should see how hardworking she is. I just want it to be known, she deserves the best. And yeah, I hope
so nice.
And I want this to take off. I want to be famous too.
Well, that means you have to share it with everyone, Serene, especially to your sorority sisters.
Oh my god, no, we're not bringing up sororities again.
That's true. No, I mentioned that because I am actually genuinely very good friends with a lot of them.
Yeah,
so.
No, I completely get it. So don't worry about it.
All right, thank you so much. And yeah, I mean, that was it.
Thank you for having me. So happy.
There was once a time that Tumblr was at the center of the lives of teenagers, where they learned to create fan art, gift sets, write ideas, or edit videos. I'm no expert on social media development, but this was all before the boom of Twitter as another platform for hardcore fan bases, and before TikTok became its own platform for creativity. Is Tumblr dead? This is often something people like to discuss. I personally don't think so. Tumblr is a home to methods of creativity encompassing forms of fan fiction and other forms of debate. It'll always be that way. Next week, I bring on three of my friends to do a March Madness-style bracket featuring fanfiction tropes, and they're going to have to vote on which trope they prefer. The kicker? They have no idea what the tropes are, so they'll be learning about the tropes for the first time and voting as they go. Ideas? Comments? You can reach out on figuringoutfanfiction@gmail.com. Thanks for listening in today. Come back next week.